Hello, this is MediCircle and I'm Smita Kumar with the latest updates in healthcare. People with a high risk of exposure to the virus causing COVID-19, for example, they have traveled to China's Hubei province or live with a symptomatic person without taking the recommended precautions, could face quarantine or isolation under public health orders in the US. A multi-country initiative to end child marriage and help protect the rights of millions of girls worldwide will be renewed for an additional 4 years, UNICEF and UNFPA announced today. Notably, nearly 75% of companies report supply chain disruptions in some capacity due to coronavirus-related transportation restrictions. And more than 80% believe that their organization will experience some impact because of COVID-19 disruption. The government of India has suspended all visas to India as the cases of coronavirus in the country sharply spiked and the World Health Organization declared it a pandemic. Altogether, 73 people in India are infected. A chunk of them are a group of tourists from Italy. For the first time, the World Health Organization called the disease caused by the novel coronavirus COVID-19 a pandemic. Meanwhile, the United States now has more than 1,000 people infected with the coronavirus. The Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation (BMC) confirmed 2 positive cases of COVID-19 in the city Mumbai. A couple from Andheri West, aged 69 and 70, who travelled to Dubai this month have been quarantined in the isolation ward of Kasturba Hospital at Chinchpokli. With new case in Nagpur, the number of coronavirus cases rose to 11 in Maharashtra. That's all for today. For more updates, log on to medicircle.in. Good day and stay healthy.